people can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, there's a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
1776! 1776!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time I think about this guy, I forget his name because I just do it off the cuff. But I was at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. I'd just been arrested trying to fly in, trying to cover. It was a big media frenzy. Back then, the media still stuck up for journalists, even though they didn't like me. And they released me after a day of being interrogated and screamed at and threatened with prison. And they finally released me. And when I got to the hotel, I met with Jim Tucker, the hotel miles away from where Bilderberg was about to meet the next day. There was an old man at the bar drinking a beer. He said, Alex, I'd like to drink a beer with you. And I said, sure. He's a British man. I said, you live in Canada? He said, yeah, I've lived here since the 90s. And I didn't know he was dying at the time. He died a few months later. He said, you know, I used to be a well-known economist in the UK, and I've been at the highest levels of the whole socialist globalist system. I've met with many of these people, and early on, I kind of believed the lie they were selling about how it was utopia and freedom and the power of the average person, but really, they want to make everybody poor and control them. And he said, I think you need to use this slogan I just developed, because I'm a mathematician, not just an economist. And he said, but it's not an equation. It's an archetypal symbol and numbers. It was very eloquent. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I interviewed him and talked to him. And it wasn't till we started looking into him for the film that it turned out he was the main economist to two prime ministers. He was the guy. He was super famous. I just, you know, didn't know that in the 80s he'd been worked for Margaret Thatcher and all the rest of it. But the point is, that's where that came from, was from a Brit, which is perfect. Because, you know, our revolution came out of England. It was an extension of George Washington's grandparents and Thomas Jefferson's grandparents and parents and people that came to the New World to get away from tyranny. And England had revolutions like ours trying to get freedom. So America is not an anti-British thing. America is not an anti-Anglo-Saxon thing. America is not an anti... It comes out of Magna Carta in 1215. It comes out of all those wars and rebellions and fights for freedom in Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales, in Brittany. That is an extension of who we are. And it's so fitting that a Brit and an economist came up with that powerful maxim that they fear so much. The answer to 1984 is 1776!
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we got a real Texan here with us. It's like getting in a time machine. Still a lot of real Texans, but not like when I was growing up as a kid. My grandparents and everybody were just, they were always so proud of Texas until I grew up and found out, wow, Texas really did have some special people in it. But Doc Chambers is like in a time machine with a classic Texan, a Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Pete Chambers, medical doctor, entered military service in 83 under Ronald Reagan, left service under Biden, running a task force down at the border. He has served as infantryman, Green Beret, and flight surgeon. He has multiple combat tours, wounded in action, and is a disabled veteran. His last mission was on the Texas border, Operation Lone Star. Doc Chambers now works Central Texas with the think tank and is running for governor. DocPeteChambers.org, DocPeteChambers on X. And listen, here's the deal. I follow this closely, obviously. Governor Abbott is a politician. I don't think he's evil, but he's weak. And just since Doc has been running, we have seen the governor get, I would say, 50% better. I mean, so just people always say, well, why get behind this guy? He's not going to win. He has a very good chance to win if you decide he can win. But regardless, we win in the information war by this guy crisscrossing the country tirelessly, or the country, the state, and injecting real issues. So he's got a real shot at winning in the primary, A, but B, the only way we lose is not being engaged in affecting the battle space in the information war. So I don't want to go to something petty here right up front, because I've been forgetting to do this with guests. But since you are a medical doctor, since you brought it up to me right before we went live, literally 5 minutes ago, because, you know, Texas, you're already a fan, not of my brand, but I want to see what happens. I'll be totally honest. I know you will be. Yeah. It takes usually 30 minutes for it to kick in. I want you to take my ultramethylene blue that most people believe is the best out there, because you're already a methylene blue fan, so we can see the effects. Will you do that for me?
Absolutely. Let's get her.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
I'm already on a different brand formulation, but I want to try
it. And listen, if yours is as good, let me explain something. We have given this to 500 people, and three of them didn't have any effect. And everybody we've said it says it's the best they've had. But here's the deal. We like our Florida company, but I always like other suppliers. If yours is better, I will then get a bunch of it, give it to a bunch of people. If I decide it's better, we go with them. So this is literally a test, not just for you to say mine's the best, because I don't just say it's the best. I believe mine's the best. If it's not the best, we found something that are almost as good, then I want to know. Here you go, sir.
All right.
So you're a medical doctor. Explain that to people, and you're already into methylene blue. How long have you been doing it?
Since my traumatic brain injury in 2004, hitting a roadside bomb in Baghdad.
Wow, so you were into this a long time ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I read some old studies with regard to dementia and how this methylene blue had been used in the past for urinary tract infections. We're talking about 30s, 40s.
Well, Germans invented it in 1875.
Right, it's been around forever. This is a dye. I mean, essentially it's a dye. It's a safe dye, especially in this formulation, I'm sure. But when I read the studies and noticed that cognitive decline in elderly was improving post taking this for urinary tract infections, now I'm going, whoa, hold on. So I'm looking at what happens during a explosion or overpressure injury. Demyelination, the wrapping around the nerves gets exposed. It's kind of like a raw nerve, right? We can call it a raw nerve.
It's like electrical cord has plastic on it. It gets rid of the shielding.
Absolutely. So now you have this demyelination. There's different variances all the way up to multiple sclerosis. That's the worst case. Mine was approaching that because this is a large explosion. Then you add to it multiple trips downrange or multiple days on the range with a Carl Gustav, which is going to throw, you can only fire those six times in one day because it will do that overpressure injury. When you start protecting that myelin sheath, and there's other things that it does, then it starts to increase. And I've noticed this, especially on the campaign trails, I got back on again, the ability to think sharply. When I was going through my worst times after coming back with this TBI, I couldn't think straight. But you don't admit it because you don't want to go to the shrink. So you just don't say anything. Now I'm a physician, so I do my own studies. And here I am.
You treated yourself.
Treated myself.
Well, 7 years ago, my doctor, great guy, owns wellness clinics all over, to like 6 degrees. He said, get a USP grade. It helps your cells, helps your brain. You know, it's next level, skips oxidation process. I ordered off Amazon, had a little bit of an effect. Then my sponsor a year ago got this, and it's real medical grade out of Florida. They weren't even selling the supplement. They use it for heart, for dye. So this is actual medical grade. And it was way stronger than the stuff I'd taken before. But yeah, my stamina, my libido, my brain. But Sean Johnson won't get mad, but he's a Navy SEAL, a whole bunch of tours and all over the place. He is a podcaster, and he thinks he's, got problems talking worse than he does. He doesn't. But he, about 8 months ago, got on it. He goes, oh, my God, I don't stutter anymore. I don't have these problems, because he was a breacher. Bombs. And it was the same thing, those concussions.
Every day, even in training.
And he knows it, and he is more eloquent than he was, but he wasn't bad before. But whatever it was, he says that methylene blue, this has changed his life.
It does.
So you got blown up. How did you get blown up?
It was an IED. It was a 155 howitzer cell, millimeter howitzer shell, in a road in Baghdad, south of the Euphrates. There's a little bend.
And what were you in when it happened?
I was in a Humvee.
Oh, in that area of the Euphrates, that was like that kill zone, right? The and death highway, whatever they call it?
But this was not that bad at the time. This was 12 May 2004. So there weren't very, very many IEDs until this guy named Muqtada al-Sadr, right? Sadr City name, fame, is where he's from. Mm-hmm. Started to come out with some Iranian stuff, and they were then complex attacks. So they would hit you with not only an IED, but you have a follow-on, rifle attack or, PKMs, RPGs, those kind of things. So that
and was that the same happened. Attack you got the Purple Heart, getting hit with the bullet?
Same thing.
So they blew the, what were you in?
A Humvee. Yeah, Humvee with just, all we had was armor on the doors. We wanted to move fast. This was early on, before the fully armored Humvees. Then you were in a box. So that was, I actually don't like that. Like being able to move fast. So, lost a guy. He's on my wrist right here. I was a captain at the time. I was his commander, responsible. Everything that happens or fails to happen. So I went and met his mom a year later at a memorial. It was a nice closing of the door on that. But
so they blew you up, and then how soon did they shoot you?
They opened the door, and then around hit the ricochet, and, there it goes. It's, ricochet. When it frags, it does the same thing. And at little pieces of shrapnel, but nothing life-threatening. All stopped by the time.
But it blew up your myelin sheath, but methylene blue helps you. How fast did it kick in?
Overpressure, yeah, they'll do that. How fast? It took about 2 months for me to notice that because it had been some time. I was having a hard time speaking. I couldn't formulate words. I used to be.
That's what Sean said. He was young.
Yeah, just couldn't formulate words. And so after that, I could notice it pretty quickly. And then later on, when I was getting and testifying in court cases and federal court cases and things like that, which requires you to not only retain a lot of information, but then to turn around and spit it back out, it came in handy.
And by the way, I'm not just pitching this under operation. This has changed my life. Where when I first got on it like 8-9 months ago, I was already working out hard, trying to get back in shape. I lost like 60 pounds. Well, I was about 40 by then. Sean goes, what are you on? Did you start taking steroids? I said, no. And he was like, you couldn't do 5 pull-ups before. You're doing like 20 now. And it was in a week. He said, you need it. And I said, it's methylene blue. And he said, what is that? I mean, it's dramatic. So what does it do in the body then?
So what it does is it's working at the mitochondrial level. So it's a place where your ATP is made, your adenosine triphosphate. So it's increasing that. So each cellular structure has mitochondria in it. That's your engine.
Engine, yeah.
Of each cell. And so it works that level. As far as that, after that, I'm not a scientist on that side, but I know the effects. And I can, we did the studies on it. We looked at it ourselves. And the guy that gave me mine has actually been on your show before, Dr. Will Spencer. So he's a naturopath, good guy. And so he formulates it himself. But I like this so far.
Hey, if his is better, we'll use it. Just drink it down. I want your real review.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to get yours if it's better.
Okay. Well, Will's, Dr. Will, but good.
We had, I know, but the one you're taking, I'm serious. Like, boom.
Yeah, well.
Because, under the FDA rules with supplements, anytime you reformulate, you say plus. Most of our products say plus.
Right.
Because stuff gets better, we do it. So we're all about plus here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's different technologies changing all the time.
Yeah, that's we don't just stick with something and, you know. Yeah,
that's it.
We say we got the best. We're always trying to find out, do we have the best?
On the supplement side, yeah, that's the regs.
Absolutely. Well, we started out with the first 95% humanoid because I went to the big top companies. They said, what's the strongest you ever put out? And they said, not 75. And regular turmeric works. It's 4% raw. And we're like, well, how high could you go? They go 95. Now the whole industry's 95 just as we did that. It's just crazy how that changes. Like, why didn't somebody go up? Like, what's the point?
Yeah. And there's so much more there. And this is, you know, I came up in the era of, I was an osteopathic physician, a DO. There's DOs and MDs. And so for us, when we go through training, most of our time is spent in the pharmacia, all right? Pharmakia really is witchcraft, right? So we're learning pharmacy. We spend more time on that, on how to treat the symptoms than actually the prevention to avoid the disease that then leads.
Yeah, I was reading like an average MD gets like in college, like a couple hours. That means college hours, but like a few weeks on nutrition versus years on
absolutely. Meals. Same thing for me. I graduated in 95, 96. I did residency Beaumont, Texas, Port Arthur, 97. Listen, times are changing. A lot of docs are going to the more naturopathic side.
Well, I didn't mean to burn 10, okay, 5 minutes right on this, no, but important. I just, you brought it up though. You said,
no, it's important. Look. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not pitching. Here's the deal. I don't pitch stuff I don't believe in. Yeah. Like, you can be guaranteed of that. I had no idea. So since 2004, wow, I had no idea. So you've been on that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Germans also found that like mice lived a lot longer when they gave it to them.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, there are studies out, so many other studies, especially for me, I look at that the cognitive side.
Well, they found the Germans did that the mice got like blue brains. They got like, you can see the blue in the brain.
Right.
So I guess it just like strengthens it or something.
Well, I might have a blue brain right now.
Well, we're glad you do. Okay, Doc, let me stop right there. DocPeteChambers.org.
Yeah.
Doc Pete, how do people, listen, if people don't get behind you for governor,
yeah,
and listen, I feel sorry for the governor. He's invited me, you know, come to see him and stuff before, and I never did it. And when I bullhorned him once over the COVID lockdown, he said, "Who paid you to do this?" Nobody during lockdowns. I don't want to be mean to the governor, but here's the deal: you're so much better than him. He used to be bad, you know, weak. Now he's a lot better, but it's because of you. It's true, pressuring him. But if we've seen a real change, I'm sorry. We need you as a governor. We need to get you in as governor. We need to do that. How do people do it? Obviously, we talked earlier this week when you were on with Harrison. I was up here working, but I have administrative stuff going on, so I couldn't do the show. We're so close to being shut down, which is okay. It's all in God's plan. But you agree with me, though, that bottom line, you're there moving the needle, educating the campaign. Regardless, it's a win. And the more they back you, the more you wake up the governor, and the more you get real issues on the plate, and then there's a good shot you can win. So the only way we fail is not backing you. So we have a big win just backing you to educate everybody, and a huge win you can win.
Affirmative. Yeah, right now.
There's a camera. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Right now, in the periphery of Texas, in the counties, the small counties, and the places, you know, where I grew up, these counties are on fire looking for something different because we've got a fourth term, an unprecedented fourth term attack. And this is what this is. Think about Eisenhower. When Eisenhower left the beaches of Normandy and came home, he was from Denison, Texas. He ran for president of the United States, went straight for president. We needed Eisenhower to come into a Cold War. And so we went into a Cold War. Right now, we're in a hybrid, colorized color revolution. It's not exactly color, but it's hybrid. Here's the deal. The color. What is the color? Is it blue? Is it red? Okay, well, it looks blue in Texas because we can see it coming. Austin is blue, right? I mean, many of the cities
through fraud
of the triangle, right? The triangle, we call it Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, all the way to San Antonio. That's 96% of the GDP of Texas. It ain't about GDP anymore. It's about sovereignty. Here's why. Because if we lose this one, the battle for Texas, if we lose this, what happens in 4 years? What happens if a president comes in after Trump that is not like Trump? If we don't get a Vance,
they're going to bring in election fraud, they're going to flip the state blue, and the whole country goes down.
And if that happens, then what happens? Because Texas is the gem. It's the jewel. It is the
Eisenhower said, as Texas goes, so goes the nation.
So goes the nation. The same thing still holds true. So as Eisenhower does that, then it's time for, if I'm going to use that same theory, you know, this is a logical statement. If then, therefore, this is time for a wartime governor, right? And I've seen it. I've smelled color revolutions downrange. I've been in the middle of them. I've seen them.
The left admits they're running one.
They admit it. And now here's the spiritual side of this. This is hybridized. So the color is not necessarily blue in this case.
It's red. It's red green.
But here's the other part. It's black. Black is the abyss. It's the absence of God. What does the enemy come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy.
You're right.
To bring us into absence of God. So I believe that it's black in that sense when we're talking spiritually now, because we can't talk with one without the other, right? And so you've got to operate in all spaces. That's how, well, that's right. Rocky Balboa said, that's how winning is done, right? So we've got to operate in all spaces. So for me, we have to think that, we have to understand that, but then take the expertise of command, right, to make things happen. As a commander, I just ask for three things. Give me the bottom line up front, the so what, and let's build some courses of action and let's go. Because right now we're in action time. We're in action mode. We can't ask for someone to pull.
And the whole country should rally around people like you and Mike Lindell that are potential populist revolutionary beachfronts.
This is organic. It's beyond grassroots. We are organic because the people of Texas are doing this. You know who does most of my media? People of Texas, right? Why are we running the most?
Well, I've seen the governor's gotten scared. Yeah. Let's just talk about it. And I told you this the other day and you agreed. You said we were just meeting about that. I know you're a nice guy, but you got to go ahead and just tear the hell out of Abbott. I mean, it's just how we got to do it. Because he's, you know, it's just.
We've got to hurt some feelings. We got to break some things. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people crying at the end of this when we walk in and fire him.
Imagine, tell us what you would do as governor day one.
Day one, 3 days of prayer and fasting, giving this nation, this republic.
That's what Kelly said. He prayed and fasted when he came. He thought there'd be a civil war, but they just had nothing but victory because all he did was pray.
We've got to avoid that. War is insanity that's tangible. If we don't avoid it now, it will show up here. Dearborn will be here. Minnesota will be here. New York will be here. We don't want that. So that's
well, it's already here.
Day one.
The Muslims admit Texas is their main target.
They do. And so day one, we got three layers. First, we have to have security. I go into a base camp in Afghanistan. I don't say, well, let's go eat some chow. We set up security first. You've got to build the state guard up, back up to where when Bowie set it up, the guy that was in the Alamo, right? 24 February, 1836, to all Texans and Americans, right? Fellow citizens and compatriots were besieged on all sides by enemies, not under Santa Ana this time, although some people have said Santa Abbott, but we're under enemies that are... principalities, rulers of darkness, globalists, WEF, you can name it, Davos. You won't see me going to Davos, right? So you've got to
understand. And they've got all their global leaders, graduates of Davos here.
They're here. Yeah, they're here. They're some in our state. We have a congressman down southeast that's the same way. So if we have the baseline of security, we build the state guard up. Every able-bodied man and woman that wants to join the state guard in the state of Texas will not pay property taxes day one. That's number one. You know how many people said, I'll join right now?
So you're going to reestablish a state militia.
Because what's already established?
It's there.
Texas Military Department, there's 16 states that got one.
That's why you said wartime, Governor.
Wartime. And so we declare...
And we are in a war.
We declare war, right? Not on anybody. We declare a wartime footing, an emergency statement, if you will.
I was about to say, I didn't even know, I would declare emergency day one.
Oh, yes, emergency day one. But we've got to be on a war footing in the sense that we're prepared for it. But this is a Cold War, so it's non-kinetic. There's nothing kinetic about it. But here's the deal. In 4 years, who's the president? We don't know. Let's say the ATF decides they're going to come in and take your guns, yet every single household in the state of Texas, just like, what is it?
And the Democrats have said, hell yeah, we're going to take your guns. That's their plan.
That is the plan. It's happening in Virginia right now. Virginia is already pushing that to outlaw certain magazines and things like that. Virginia, right?
I mean, George Washington's town.
George Washington, that's right. So when we look at this and we say in the everything that is dear to the American character, as William Barry Travis said, we're calling on you to come to our aid with all dispatch. Look, we're a forcing function, and that's what we are doing. We are forcing the hand of complacency. But right now, what we need is every able-bodied Texan to vote. Everyone to come in with, if every Texan right now gave $18.36, we could beat this war chest. And it's
Roosevelt,
not about,
no, it's like 1776 is our July 4th. Texas July 4th is Independence 1836.
There you go. So if we look at that, the 2nd of March, by the way, is the Independence Day, and the 3rd of March is the primary. So if we look at that and we say, okay, we can beat that. So right now we're running the most streamlined. We've been told this. You are running the most streamlined campaign in the history of Texas compared to what you're going up against. We're talking about $100+ million war chest. We're not running it, right? First of all, God is running it. I'm going to give it credit where credit is due. We the people. This thing right here is called a constitution. This one belongs to Texas, 1876. A family gave them this in Nacogdoches, down in Nac, 1930s copy. They wanted me to take this. This was in their family. And they said, take care of it. We want you to be the governor. I'm going to read this. Article 1, Bill of Rights. Section 2, all power, all political power is inherent in the people. All political power is inherent in the people, and the free government is founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. The faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of the Republican form of government and subject to its limitations only, that they have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, abolish their government in such a manner that they may think expedient.
That's the right to revolt. That's the Declaration of Independence.
This is on, yeah, and it's in the Bill of Rights, and this document right here, this is on the wall right across from the state capitol. On there's a library of, like, Congress there, but it's their version. This is, we don't want war. We don't want it to come here. We want it to come to that, but this war right now is so insidious an onset, like a cancer. And
well, here's the bottom line, as Patrick Henry said, the war has already begun. 90% of war is informational. All these guys, I see a UN helmet, I'm going to do this and that. You'll never do that if you don't take action politically now. And the point is, the UN comes in through NGOs and bureaucracies.
Here.
It's here. The UN's here. They don't attack us in a frontal attack.
No, it is here. It's in our midst. The enemy is in our midst. And so, for us, it doesn't matter. We need a few. Right? You know how they say a few good men and...
So give us your campaign site. Everybody needs to donate.
Yeah. Doc Pete Chambers for Texas. That's the X. On our campaign site, it's docpetechambers.org, O-R-G. Chambers with an S, like the county or the lake. If you donate there, we can take this thing. We're going to take it past the primary. But we just got to get to March the 3rd. That's phase one. That's just a 50-meter target. The 100-meter target is November the 2nd. We'll whoop any Democrat out there. But understand this, that the Soros clans, all that side, they're going to come and dump a lot of money on the other side. Right? And so this is basically just a...
Right, yeah, now, I'll tell listeners this. You want to win. You want to take action. Trump had to spend $500 million sure in the last election to mitigate some of the fraud to win. Right. Okay, he had to spend billions to win, even though the Democrats outspent him 2-1. It takes money to win a war. You will lose everything you've got. And I'm not bitching at people, but you're not giving something up supporting him. You're gaining something. You don't give something up when you spread the word and support us. You're acting in a sane manner. Because, look, he'll commit totally. I'll commit totally. That's what people have to back their specialists, their warriors that are built and want to do it. Well, I love this. I mean, I'm not complaining either. I'm just asking, give me the ammunition to win the war. Does that make sense?
Affirmative. Yeah. Well, first of all, information. This is a tried and true statement. This is a tenet. This is a maxim of war. A maxim of war. Good generals talk strategy. Great generals talk logistics. Information drives operations. That's an intelligence statement. So when we get information on the ground, that's your scouts. When you get this information on the ground, then you come back and you expose it, right? We expose a lot of things. You expose a ton of things. Colony Ridge, all this other stuff. You've helped us get that out. We expose, we analyze, and we disseminate. It's called F3EAD. That's how we beat ISIS in months. And when Trump said to go in
Syria,
beat him in Syria. Affirmative. So now we're looking at F3.
Yeah, you don't just beat them dropping bombs. You have the HUMINT that gives you the real targets.
Correct. HUMINT, SIGINT, all the other ints. Now, the thing that we got a problem with in Austin is they got LACINT, which is lacking intelligence. Right, so we've got to use all those ints to get the information out. That means the salute reports. Anybody out in their military understand this? Size, activity, location.
Yeah, and anybody telling you, I'm not going to be mean to him, Bongino, don't question, shut up, we've got to handle, that's a lie. We are the grassroots, we're the constituents who give the intel that go expose Colony Ridge, that goes shoot a video of something happening. Everything you're doing with your little things you think aren't big are big. You have to activate and affect all of this battle space.
Right, that's it. That's exactly it. Right.
You're all force multipliers. Explain that when you come back as a Green Beret.
Watch that.
All right, we got to get you in as governor. Sorry for Abbott, but I love watching him try to turn into you, though. It's funny. No hard feelings, Abbott. You got to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Good times, moonlight raising from the grave. String band playing more. That honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain.
Yeah, it turns out you're a fan of this guy too. It's hard to turn it off, isn't it?
That's
Joe Rogan's favorite singer.
Businessman.
He's a real cowboy too, out of Canada.
Think he gets on his ship?
He won't go on. He's scared or something. Whatever, doesn't matter.
He's not going to shows, or he doesn't do politics.
No, he just said he's scared to go on, basically. Doesn't do it. So, listen, here's the deal. And I knew this. Abbott was supposed to come to a debate, chickened out, and I'm just going to say it. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball, but Abbott is compromised. I don't want to say he's corrupt. They got enough stuff from real estate deals and things that went on a long time ago that goes on. You can tell who's real. That's people like Ken Paxton, who they tried to indict a bunch for nothing. Of course, he's running for Senate. So it's time to get the hardcore people in, because people can bitch about Trump, say he's not perfect, he can do better here and there. Great. I support the good stuff he does, oppose the bad stuff. 95% is good, so whatever. But regardless, our movement is night and day, the reboot of America, 1776 Part 2, to the Democrats. So it's the Doc Chambers of the world that we've got to get ultra excited about. But let me guess, the Republican Party establishment isn't too excited about you, because we are already taking it over. We've gone from a beachhead to pretty much 60-70% under our control. We've got to push hard nationwide and put Doc Chambers in everywhere. So before we get into Colony Ridge and more, Abbott's scared of you. We need to get in a position to force him to debate you.
Absolutely. We've asked. We went to an event in Harlingen last week. Just a few days ago, since the last time I was here. And he came through. He was on the podium speaking. And I was trying to get to the back room where I could ask him and just say, sir, you and I, gentlemanly statesman debate. I don't sling mud, but I do tell truths. And truths sometimes hurt, but they will set us all free. So this is the ask, is that we get a chance to spend some time talking about the issues that Texas is concerned about. As I go around the state and I talk to people and I look at them in the face, and sometimes 3-4 stops a day, podcasts in between, rolling down the highways. I just drove in last night from Brackettville, Sheriff Coe out there. A little hello to Sheriff Coe, one of the best border sheriffs out there. When we meet with these people, and there's some people that don't like us, right? It happens. They'll debate you. They sent 3 witches out there last night to talk to us, and they were straight up Democrats, maybe they were rhinos. But we want to hear from them, from the people, so we know the problem set, so we can put a solution against it. And then here's what we're doing. As a governor is allowed to, this is by doctrine, to create task forces and commissions. But without former governors on it, without lobbyists, without special interests. Matter of fact, if you give more than $18.36 to this campaign, don't ask me for an appointed position. The governor can give up to 1,300 of them. I will not hire you. But we've met these people, and they are on our task forces right now, building tax plans, decreasing taxes to elimination. It's not constitutional.
I was about to say, regardless, the network you're building is amazing. I hear about you from everybody.
Network is amazing.
And you've been so busy for 6 months, I've been trying to get you on here finally.
Oh, I guess
you still live out in Dripping Springs, right?
Yes, sir.
But you're always gone.
Yeah, I'm always gone. I was at Wimberley last night, and that was it. Yeah, and then we were back and route.
So Colony Ridge is a perfect example of force multiplication, which the Green Berets are experts in. And I remember when I began to get politically involved, I got on air 32 years ago in April. But from the time I was 10 years old, I was reading science fiction and comic books. But I started reading history books. They were way more entertaining because they were real. Or at least, you know, things that happened, a view of what had happened. And then I started reading World War II books when I was about 12, 13, 14. I read like Total Resistance and other stuff, you know, out of Europe. And then I started reading some of the declassified Green Beret manuals. And I literally, like 15, I've read a bunch of these. I go, well, we got this globalism that my family knew about and was, you know, criticizing, and the UN and all this. I said, why don't we force multiply? Why don't we go out and do a talk show where we try to energize the people? So people ask how I have the name InfoWars, how I know all this stuff, when the Democrats have sued me over the years, they're always like, who's the boss? Who's telling you to say it? No, I went and read all this military stuff and history, and, you know, what George Washington wrote and said, and just in British maritime stuff and all of it. And I learned by studying the history what the great commanders did. And I just believed in people and thought, if I just go and try to mobilize people, I didn't think I'd end up being a general in this. I thought I'll be like a Green Beret in the InfoWar. I'll go out, mobilize people, empower people, get other experts on smarter than me, magnify them, and build a resistance, because I thought no one's going to want a world government. No one's going to want to end the family. No one's going to want communism. I believed in America, and I think we've proven that. And if just this little guy in Austin, Texas, could do all I've done and get the ire of the globalists and still stay on earth as father attacks, imagine what we can do when we get all these other amazing people, men and women, former Green Berets like yourself, all of it, mobilized. It's game over, because we're not smart, just smarter. We are pushing something that's night and day compared to what they're doing. We're handing out ice water for free in the Sahara Desert. You know, they're selling balls and chains. It's so simple. We will win if we stand. Right. The Muslims are winning because they're energized and believe in what they're doing. They're selling evil. We've got to get mobilized and sell good.
This color revolution that we're talking about, this is one of two things that Green Berets specialize in: foreign internal defense and unconventional warfare. It fits in the unconventional warfare line. There are about eight major things that happen. The infiltration's taken place without a shot fired. And so at this point now, we have the lily pads that are out there. And this could be a Sharia law city. This could be a Colony Ridge. This could be CCP that's involved in our components and our batteries that are putting in the ground, which we don't need, by the way. Lithium batteries that could catch on fire. Nobody.
They're putting their chips in everything.
Right, chips in everything. So now there's control mechanisms. And then you add to that.
Time bombs.
Then you add to that the thugs that have come across. Now, the thugs are the tren de aragua, right? The bad actors that will do anything to create.
God's children, Pelosi called them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're using them as bagmen.
That's it. So they're the bad actors. So when I was on the border and I saw a tren de aragua, 12,500 of them estimated in one time over a 24-hour period in Eagle Pass, where we're just down close to last night. When I saw that, and I knew...
Well, you were commanding a major operation.
Well, I wasn't commanding the operation. I was the Task Force Sergeant Green Beret liaison. So
that's what I meant.
Yeah, commanding my portion of it. But what I saw and involved in at the highest levels as far as meetings, and my portion of that command meeting, is that there wasn't infiltration that was taking place. Now, you've had Michael Yana many times. Mm-hmm. He talks about human osmotic pressure. He's pointing at it from the outside.
So the UN says migration is a weapon.
Transfer migration. Cloward Piven doctrine talked about it before, not in a military sense, but they talked about it, you know, giving free cheese to keep everybody dependent upon the government so that we can create this class.
You're talking about the left's force multiplication. I'm talking about how we force multiply.
But for us, right. For us, this is the way we force multiply, with truth. And information operations drives the operations, right? So then when I go out and I meet, and we've done this.
Explain again to listeners. Upstream from politics and life and war is information. It's the first component.
It has.
So people think, why are we talking? No, that's more than talk. People have to know what they're facing.
This is mobilizing. So we're mobilizing in a sense. They mobilize on WhatsApp, right? When I meet bad guys on the border and they're coming across and they're being pushed across and they're not seeking asylum, they can't because they're not coming from a country that would require that. I ask them and they show, I've seen this first time. On their WhatsApp, here's the plans. Here's how you get in the United States. Here's where you pick your money bag from UNESCO, and they're going to give you some money and a cell phone. You're going to go into America, and here's your maps. And Michael Young will corroborate this. So we've seen these things. We know what's happening.
They're giving UN maps.
These are the Red Cross puts them out. Here's your railroads. This is where how you can get in. This is where you stop to get resupply. This is how you get through the bad parts of the Darien Gap when you've got the different cartels that are ELN and FARC trying to roll you. This is where you send your money to in Western Union in Mexico City so you can go pick it up. So in whatever money they take off you, you still have more. This is organized for 20, 30 years. This has been going on slow.
And I'm not a former special operations colonel like you, but I can look at average 30, 35-year-old Chinese male, in shape, little overweight, same boots, same jacket, same bags. That's military. And I go, that's just military, right? You see it.
If a male comes from China, somehow they got permission.
But when they're colonel and they're all wearing the same clothes.
Affirmative. Yeah, it's pretty easy. And when you see a guy in Eagle Pass waiting to come across the point of entry and he's got a tattoo of an AK-47 right here, most likely doesn't mean good intention.
That means like Hezbollah. Right?
Well, that guy is going to be, for me, a TDA guy. But speak of Hezbollah, Venezuela, what just happened, what just went down there? In Venezuela, there was a tie to Hezbollah for the past 20 years, and it's only increased. So the documentation that came across from a Venezuelan docked Hezbollah Iranian, that's been going on for a while, right? In Eagle Pass, no, I'm sorry, Del Rio, there's a flag. It's no longer there. Some locals took it down because I told them where it was. A Chinese flag flying at a business just across the border where we found Chinese documentations buried in the dirt over there where they changed out docks. This is an infiltration. That phase is already over in unconventional warfare world. We've got to match it now. Texas, we the people will do this. We will. It's mobilized in the periphery. Like I said, we're still working. We're going to Houston next week. We're going to go into the triangle. We've got to. We've got to get that name recognition. But the more and more that they see from the outside, the real Texans are pushing this. This is $18.36 Texans that are doing this right now.
So... explaining again, just in layman's terms, force multiplication. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there, just have your phone. You see something, put it out. You don't know how important it is. all of us feed, you don't think you're important, you are. And then also getting other people charged up to vote, to get involved, to support. You think that's small. It's not. Together, it moves mountains.
Yeah, on our page, docpchambers.org, there's a place where you can volunteer, and those are growing daily, and a place where you can give. Either one. But every one of us, every one of you count. Matter of fact, you know Senator Bob Hall by any chance? He's a good man in Texas.
No, he is, yeah.
He taught me this, and this is a horseshoe nail. I'm going to teach you this. And it goes like this. For want of a nail for a horseshoe, a shoe could be lost. For loss of a shoe, a horse can be lost. For loss of a horse, a rider carrying a message to the front can be lost. What do you mean? Mean this little nail? For want of a message to the front, a battle can be lost. For loss of a battle, a war. For loss of a war, a nation. Texas can be lost. If Texas goes, so goes the country. Your vote, your volunteer, your paper hanger on a door, your sign in a yard.
Is a horse nail.
Is a horse nail.
And it goes back to who is, in the American ethos, even bigger than George Washington. It's Paul Revere.
Absolutely.
He sounded the alarm. The war started.
Yeah, the regulars are coming. That's what he said. The regulars are coming. That's the redcoats. When Paul Revere sounded that, he was doing this right here.
On his horse.
He was on his horse. But in this Bible, this one is mine. There's many like it, but this one is mine. In Ezekiel chapter 33, it says there's a watchman, and he sits on a wall. And when I was a young man looking at North Korea through binoculars, if I saw the Chinese horde, it was my job to press the button and say they're coming. Never happened. Thank God. Right now, I'm the watchman. If I tell you about it, or if I told my commander, which was at the time Governor Abbott, when we were briefing at the border, I'm briefing his team. These are what's going to come in the next 4 years, sir. And it didn't get changed. Foreign terrorist organization. Could have had it 4 years ago. We wouldn't be where we're at right now.
Yeah, let's get out of brass tacks why you decided to run against Abbott, even though you served under him. What he should have done versus what, a lot of PR, but not real action. What needs to be done?
What needs to be done, first of all, is we've got to secure the state. It doesn't matter. It does matter. It does matter. We've got to physically secure the state. We've got to fiscally secure the state. That means not taxing out the middle class. We've got to do that. 40% of Texas doesn't own a home right now because the middle class is getting taxed out by higher appraisals and all these things that we talk about on the website. It's in detail. There's hours of information there. And so then we look at that. Then the physiologic thing that's happening, the things that's affecting our health, water. Water in West Texas will be dry, Alex, in 2050 to 2070 in the Ogallala Aquifer that goes all the way from Nebraska all the way down to Texas. That will be dry because some people in Austin want to put in 300 to 400 more AI data centers, which use hundreds of millions of gallons of water a year. If we don't get ahead of that, cotton used to be king in Texas. I talked to a guy in Lubbock. They're running dry.
By the way, let's talk about that. We're told AI is the future. We have to give up everything to it. And I get it's a race and it's open and I don't think you're going to stop it. We can affect how it's deployed. But we're told Eric Schmidt says we need 100 times the power for AI, but you can't have a car. Carbon's bad for you, but good for a computer. We have to say, no, we get first dibs on energy. Trump's coming in telling these companies, hey, we'll give you tax incentives, but you got to pay for your own energy. You can't take somebody else's. This is a big deal, these data centers.
But incentives in Texas is what's put this noose around our neck. Honestly.
To bring them here.
To bring it here. I embrace technology. We live in that world, right? But when you outrun your headlights, this is a simple saying, when you outrun your headlights, you're bound to run into something.
No, I agree. So we have to have a debate about not just AI in general, but the fact that it gets everything, we get nothing.
Affirmative. That is a problem set. So let's just think about this. We've got the Gulf of Texas down there, and I call the park by Matagorda Bay the Gulf of Texas, but we've got the Gulf of America. Could we not put in desalination plants using small nuclear reactors, not the ones that melt down? They're out there. A&M is working on them now. And build the energy and have the energy on standby for the next winter storm, Uri, so Texans don't die again, right, under Abbott's watch. It's a fact. Could we not do that? And then
he let ERCOT turn everything off. The feds wouldn't let him up.
Yeah, ERCOT members that are from not even from Texas that are sitting on that. That's the people that can't control the flow of the energy coming in and out of Texas. There are 7 different micro power grids in Texas. One of them right now is in danger of being sold to Blackstone, parent company of BlackRock, in West Texas. That's the Texas, New Mexico, one of that 7.
And don't forget, we supply like 4 states with power.
Affirmative. Yeah, so this Texas, New Mexico portion, that's one of the 4 states. That one is under possibility to be bought by Blackstone.
And BlackRock, same group, is taking over Minnesota. And they're going to gouge the hell out of everybody. So as governor, you're going to stand up to BlackRock.
We have to. We had legislation in the 88th session to stop that because of ESG, carbon scores and all those crazy things.
That's corporate governance, for those who don't know.
Corporate governance, right. And that's a corporatocracy, as Bobby Kennedy talks about. But here's the deal. If we allow this to happen, why aren't we adhering to that law? Because when we had the last comptroller come in, they pulled it off. Who knows what kind of backroom deal.
And Texas is winning lawsuits with Paxton on that.
And they have. Yes, sir. And that's the important thing. We've got to enforce those laws that have already been put into office or into action.
Yeah, people don't get it. We think of a Chinese taking over the Muslims, which is a threat, or right. You know. But no, it's corporate governance is what's really eating our lunch. And I'm actually where Texas has done weak compared to Florida in some ways, it's done great standing up to BlackRock.
It has done great. So we don't want to always follow Florida. I get it. I respect Governor DeSantis.
We do.
He's done a great job. They sent Florida troopers out here. Florida National Guard helped us on the border. So we thank our friends in Florida.
But we all learn from each other.
That's right. Yeah, because you don't need to get beat up again. That's why we study history. You study history. I study history. We see that. We don't need to keep doing the same thing over and again, expecting a different response. So for me, when I look at the effects here of what's happening, if we outrun those headlights, if we don't build aqueducts to move water from desalination plants, we're dry in West Texas. We're going to have an exfil of Texans leaving from there, and you're going to have technicians moving in there. That's what's happening to Abilene right now. I just came from there a couple weeks ago. In Abilene right now, to get a hotel room, it's out of control because there's people moving into these hotel rooms until they can build their homes, right?
Yeah, and big tech doesn't care if they drive up prices. We got to have protections put in place.
Right. So you're just seeing the cues that are out there. These are cues. And when you think of left a bang there, you think about being proactive, not reactive. So we don't want to get to 2050 and our kids can't have water. AI is going to draw you a picture of water, but you can't drink it. So we've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas, right?
Well, that's right. I'm all about, because we're not going to stop the technology. High technology, but you got to have a separated system where your off-grid systems are protected, just like we protect old buildings, which aren't that important, but the point is we protect old, real, pro-organic, carbon-based infrastructure and have reservations that are bigger. Technology needs to be put on reservations. And by that, I mean you have conduits of high technology centers that then can branch off and have connectivity, but you've got to compartmentalize it like firewalls in a building.
That's it. Yeah, and when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant.
Absolutely.
To everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or on a scale?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean compared
to the way it feels? You know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Oh, come on. Free, you're plus. It's amazing. Let's talk about Colony Ridge, because that's a microcosm of people getting upset, focusing on it. Now it's getting shut down.
And Vandersteel and Michael Yon got on that 2023, I believe. Before that, this was a project that was started back in 2010, 2016, as far as I can tell, by a couple of brothers out there in Cut and Shoot, Texas. And then it moved the project into Liberty County, which is 49 miles north of Houston, and it sits just south of Cleveland, Texas. Now, this 40 square mile area, 7 miles, about five wide, we flew over it back in 2023. We estimated, and then we did some homework on it with investigators, about 20-something thousand people living there. We said if this gets filled out completely, you'll have these 18th largest city in Texas. The problem is this was a mortgage scam. $500 down. If you don't pay your mortgage, you lose your place. These are single wide trailers. These are in a.
So they were going to scam poor people, immigrants, everybody.
Mostly immigrants. There are citizens that.
That's the thing. When people say we don't want all these illegal aliens, they're using them as a permanent underclass. We're doing them a favor.
You're transfer migrating these people in so they can take the jobs. That's the bigger picture. But the other thing is it's not a favor because.
So it's really slavery.
It's slavery. It's going to be.
I'm
like
in a favor not letting the illegals be abused.
Correct. Oh, absolutely. I saw children being abused coming across the border. I'm all about that. But this system is getting overwhelmed. And when the free cheese stops, then what? And so I have to say that it's currently at just flying over it. And there's a footage out there of us flying over.
Yeah, B-roll
again,
footage, guys.
About a month ago now, we took off again and we flew over it. And I'm going to estimate between 100 to 125,000 people are living there now. It's much bigger.
Wow, so it's going on. What about the Islamic communities that are getting canceled, though? They're trying to build all their own little.
Okay, yeah, that's not in the same line, but
and
yeah,
hitting Texas hard. So despite the fact a lot of this was going to get in trouble, and they went after the parent company, they're still doing it at Colony Ridge.
Absolutely, these guys have the brothers have given $1.4 million to Abbott campaigns. He says he doesn't know anything.
Oh, I didn't know that. Start over. How many people are currently at this giant fraud site?
Probably 100 to 150,000. I haven't done the PI.
So that's a big. Around. That's a city.
That's a city.
And this has been exposed for 3 years. And
look how big that is. That's all just trailers in a low water. I mean, I'm sorry.
Floodplain.
Yeah, floodplain.
So Abbott is allowing. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not up to speed. Abbott is taking money from this.
Over the last campaigns, he's taken $1.4 million. You can look it up. The Harris brothers. It's just like Harris County.
I knew about them. Right. Oh my God! I didn't. I'm showing my ignorance. Abbott is involved.
Completely. It's either a sin of omission or commission. It always is.
Well, we need to impeach him for that.
Hey, look. This should not be running. This should not be running the way it is.
Do 5 more minutes with us, and then Kyle Serafin, top FBI whistleblower, has huge news coming up. So with Abbott, it's all hat, no cattle.
Yes, sir. 100%. Yeah. You, when somebody asks me on the campaign trail, they'll say, what is it that you're going to do different? I like Abbott. Look, I liked him too. I came off active duty 2015. He's the governor. 2016, I'm underneath him. I'm serving him. During COVID, I was right there in the task force in Austin at the
DPS. By the way, took the shots and they hurt you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I took one of the two. And I stopped it from 6,000, well, there's 3,000 troops on the border, went to 6,000. I stopped them from taking it by doing informed consents. Only 6 or 7 people took it out of the first 2,000-3,000 that we did informed.
And that was because you said it hurts you really bad, right?
Well, I didn't know at the time, but I saw.
You're a medical doctor, though. You're like, I'll take it first, boom. Yeah.
Well, no, we were the first ones given it because we came through.
What happened when you took it?
Oh, it was vertigo instantly. Yeah. Within a few weeks, I was into vertigo.
Wow. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took
10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheOliveShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.